Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hello to Sandra Najjar joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Great. Thank you for asking.
So let's talk about East Boston Soup Kitchen. And you actually started this organization way back in 2016. And I'm kind of curious, what led you to this?
Thank you for asking that question. I put it out there on social media, you know, just bringing awareness to our community that there was this need in our community and that someone needed to take action. But no one came through to wanting to lead it. A couple of people responded saying, oh yeah, you know, I noticed that there's a need, you know, we need to do something to help this population here on this side of Boston. But no one said, okay. So then I left it alone. I was like, well, I can't take it on. I'm too busy. So I left it alone. I don't know, maybe a year or so later, I tried again. I sent a mass email to a lot of people I met here with the same message, with the same ask. And the reaction was basically the same.
So you just said, I'm going to do it. This is happening and I'm making it happen.
I did.
It says here that you help 600 people every week, that you help feed folks on Tuesday afternoons. Not only that, but distributing warm clothing, personal hygiene items, hot shower vouchers, housing aid, addiction recovery programs. I mean, what an amazing thing. Tell our listeners how they can help you.
We need help with everything. With funding, with food, with clothing items to give to our unhoused community members. We don't like to call them homeless. That's one request that I had. And we need a building. We're looking for a place that we can call our forever home. Right now, we run our operation from the basement of our Savior's Lutheran Church. This church has been incredible, so generous and patient with us for the past 9 years, but we have outgrown the space. And then we need to increase the food. We just don't have enough for the amount of people that are coming in looking for food.
Here's what we want to do. East Boston Community Soup Kitchen. If you want to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, we will send you a direct link to their website. You can find out about volunteering. You can find out about donating food.
If you've got a building, let them know.
You can find out about if they need help at a building and you're a real estate, whatever it is, if you've got some way that you can help them out at East Boston Community Soup Kitchen, drop us a text here in the studio. Again, 617-655-1234. We will forward you that information. And Sandra, you and your entire team, you're doing amazing things for your community, and we appreciate that. And we are officially making you a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe today.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is so exciting. Thank you. I wanted to also share, we have a pet food pantry. We provide pet food once every 2 months. And this Tuesday, next week's Tuesday, we will be distributing again. I love animals, and a lot of our homeless, unhoused, and people who have a place to live, they barely can make ends meet for themselves. So they struggle to feed their pets. We've had a couple of people that have come and said, you know, my pet has not eaten for a day or two because I don't have anything to give them.
Right.
So it's very difficult and heartbreaking to hear stuff like that. So we support everyone that needs help with that. However, because our funding is so limited, we have a very short list of people we give support with that. But I just wanted to let you know that we have that need as well. So if anyone wants to help us with supporting the pet food pantry of East Boston Community Soup Kitchen, we will appreciate it so, so much.
Well, thank you for coming on the show and sharing that this morning, Sandra. You have a great day.
Thank you so much. And you too. Have a wonderful day.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hi to Becky from Canton.
Hello, Becky.
Hi, Kennedy.
And Becky is not alone. She's got a whole gang of kids in the car on the way to school.
Obviously.
Who's in the car with you?
We have Jake, Scarlett, and Parker.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up, guys? Can you all, as a unit, kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Oh, they're sure. Like Navy SEALs. They're synchronized.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Her record on the big board, 6,366 wins, only 462 losses. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. Award-winning documentary filmmaker Ken Burns has a new miniseries about the American Revolution coming this month. In the Revolution, the Battle of Bunker Hill was fought in which Boston neighborhood?
Charleston.
One more time?
Charleston.
And question number two, Travis Barker turns 50 today. He's the drummer for Blink-182 and has been married to which celebrity since 2022?
I have no idea.
All right, question number three. The Devil Wears Prada 2 teaser just dropped online. What was the name of the iconic publisher portrayed by Meryl Streep in that film?
Oh, my God. Miranda. What's her last name? Crap. It's Miranda, but I don't know
Miranda
the last
crap.
Name.
Miranda Crap. All right. Question number four. The Patriots beat the Jets last night in Thursday Night Football, pushing their record to an NFL best 9-2. Let's go.
Woo!
What college did Patriots star Drake May attend?
Help.
That whole car of kids is awfully quiet back there, Becky.
Yeah, we're not sports fans, unfortunately.
All right. And question number five. What is the name of the Grinch's dog?
It's a dog.
There we are. All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
How do you guys think your mom did?
Terrible.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Becky with the good hair and the rest of the gang from Canton.
Yeah.
They got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friends.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Award-winning documentary filmmaker Ken Burns has a new miniseries about the American Revolution coming this month. In the Revolution, the Battle of Bunker Hill was fought in which neighborhood of Boston?
Charlestown.
Some would call it God's country, Kennedy, but some aren't here. 1-1. Question number two.
Got him.
Travis Barker turns 50 today. Excuse me, I just de-aged him. He's the drummer for Blink-182 and has been married to which celebrity since 2022?
Kourtney Kardashian.
That is correct. 2-1. The Devil Wears Prada 2 teaser just dropped online. What was the name of the iconic publisher portrayed by Meryl Streep in that film?
Miranda...
Lambert.
Miranda...
Cosgrove.
Miranda.
Miranda Priestley. 2-1. Question number 4. The Patriots beat the Jets last night in Thursday Night Football, pushing their record to an NFL best 9-2. Say it again for the people in the back. What college did Patriots star Drake May attend?
He was at UNC, right?
He was a Tar Heel, where the Sleeveless Wonder is now coaching. 3-1. Question.
Is he coaching?
Oh, he's doing something down there. 3-1. Question number 5. What is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Max.
That is correct. 4-2. Kennedy gets the win. You defeated a whole car full of kids on the way to school. Hope you're proud of yourself.
Yes, but they have more aura points than I, so who's winning, really?
Becky, unfortunately, we can't give you the $100 of Sal's money, which we love to do, but you did just win a family 4-pack of tickets to Zoo Lights, opening November 14th, so it's already open today.
Let's get it.
Yeah. At Stone Zoo, start your holiday planning now and save when you buy tickets online at stonezoo.org. So that is for you to enjoy this holiday season. All right, good talk. Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
We're Becky, Scarlett, Parker, and Jake from Canton, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Hello, kids. It's Carson and Kennedy. Carson Barrett head down to a lacrosse tournament. So Dan and I are here today holding down the fort.
Godspeed to them on their travels with the airlines as they are.
We are just manifesting only good things. On time and no turbulences. That's what's going down. So this is the time of the show where we want to find out what you guys are getting into over the weekend. Because half the time when you tell us something, I go do it.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, I'm grateful. So this weekend, Dan.
Yes, talk to me.
Tomorrow, I was going to go hang out at Burlington Mall with my friend Dan.
Okay.
And try and get a whole bunch of toys.
What are those toys for?
Well, Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 toys for girls and boys. So that's our first toy stop is tomorrow, guys. We really hope that you will come out and join us, bring us your new toy. We'll take pictures, we'll hugs, we'll do all of it. But we really want to start it off with a bang. So
are you excited for the first toy stop of the year?
I am. I really am. You know, Christmas is not my favorite, as you know. But this, my friend, it means a lot.
You got your outfit picked out?
I haven't got, well, it's all there. I found the box where everything is. So, yes, we will get going. And then after that, I'm headed to the Boston Public Library. My friend Lisa, who directed my one-woman show 100 years ago.
Yes, I recall.
Directing a staged reading called A Revelation of Character, which is about Boston's female abolitionists. So I'm stoked about that. And then I'm going to, Sunday, going to go see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
In New York?
No. At Emerson. It's here in town.
I didn't know if you were going to see Tom Felton or not.
I wish.
That's awesome.
That would be a quick turnaround. And I really need to not. But anyway.
So what is that show about?
I don't know.
All right. Well, you can tell me on Monday after you've seen it.
I imagine it has to be like when Draco's a parent. Right? I think I read the book. Anyway, I digress. Who cares? So 617-655-1234. Be more interesting than us. Hey, B-Side, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm dying of a migraine, but I'm trying to heal because tomorrow is my day with my niece for her Christmas experience.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, instead of giving her toys, I give her and her brother Christmas experiences. And I'm taking her to the seaport, and I'd rather have a migraine, but whatever. I'm taking her to Lip Lab so she can make her own makeup.
That sounds really cool. I was down in the seaport last night for the charity event I hosted for Girl Scouts. It was popping. It's lit up.
Oh.
It's pretty. The little pop-up shops. It was nice.
How do you
it
make really your nice. Own makeup?
Yeah. So they have a whole thing where you have like a makeup sommelier where they make you pick your own colors, they mix them, and you make it into blush or lipstick or lip gloss. You put it in its own scent, in its own tube, its own case. You get it engraved. It's a whole thing.
It's like Build-A-Bear for your face.
It is.
Really fun.
For an eight-year-old, you know, I hope she enjoys it. But before that, we're going to Burlington Mall to drop off some toys because I'm going to make her tradition.
All right, sweetie. Well, we can't wait to hug your face.
We love to hear it. Thank you for coming.
See you guys.
Feel better.
Bye.
All right. Tom, the movie guy, are you here?
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
What are you into this weekend?
I'm still sleeping because I went to the pass. I got home at like 12:30 at night. It was horrible.
Was it awesome to meet the game?
It was awesome, but, you know, you don't ever go to a Thursday night game. You leave Wilmington at 4 o'clock. You don't get to 6:20. You get all the way to where the lady gives you the parking pass, and they go, "I'm sorry, you're a mile back there."
Bro.
I wanted to die.
That's a quick hour ride for that mile.
It's a quick hour ride, but then it turned around. You got to walk the track all the way. But some guy comes up. He goes, "Let him in." I went, "Oh, my God, thank God." So they let us in. We parked right at the beginning of the stadium. Woo-hoo. But tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., 6 days, 5 nights in Delray Beach with my wife. I cannot wait.
Where are you going?
Delray Beach.
Delray Beach, Florida. Yeah, I can't wait.
Tom, it's a big week for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Retirement's great. Well,
you can probably pack different clothes for Delray Beach than you wore at the game last night.
Yeah, and I'm not joking. I packed in 15 minutes on Monday.
I want to be a guy. I'm the worst, too.
I'm all
ready
to go.
I procrastinate. Like, I have things piled out and laid out, like, all over the spare room, but I don't pack until, like, the ninth hour.
My wife is not packing until tonight.
How many bags would you pack for a 5-day trip to Delray Beach, Kennedy? Because I could fit it in, like, a travel bag.
One in a carry-on. It's the shoes, Dan. It's the shoes.
It's Florida, sandals.
But you want to go out maybe once for a nice dinner? You know.
Yep.
And then you need the shoes you're going to wear here. You're not wearing flip-flops on the plane. Ew. Anyway, Tom, safe travels. And we hope you guys have a really, really well-deserved vacation.
Okay? We will. Have a nice weekend.
All right, buddy.
Go Pats.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Carson out today, so Dan and I are here, and we're finding out what you guys are getting into this weekend. So let's talk to Lilia from Brockton. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Are you going into Tech Week for a play?
Yes, I am. It's Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, that's amazing. But Tech Week is a bear, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of work.
What is Tech Week for the uninitiated?
So basically, we have to run all of the play with costumes, makeup, hair, everything on, and then we have the play next weekend.
And that's when they like adjust the lights and music cues. So
yeah,
there's a lot of standing around.
It's, gotcha.
Tech Week is always a bear, but that means opening night is very close.
Lilia, how old are you?
13.
13. Is this your first play, or are you in, is this old hat for you?
No, this is like my fifth play, I think.
And what part are you playing?
I'm Bloomingdale's from Macy's in Bloomingdale.
Yeah. So if people want to come see the play, can they? Where is it? Tell the folks.
Yes, it's at Fontbon Academy in Milton, November 21st and 22nd at 7 p.m. and then November 23rd at 2 p.m. And then it's general admission and $10 per ticket.
Amazing. Well, break a leg, my sweet.
Break a leg, Bloomingdale's. Let's go.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Have a good day at school.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
And from Malden, I hear we're going to see you this weekend.
Oh, yes, you are. We went shopping yesterday. I have two giant bags to bring. So I'm coming to Burlington to see you tomorrow morning.
So for those of you that might not know why Ann's bringing bags, we have, of course, our first stop for Carson Kennedy's 10,000 Toys this Saturday, Burlington Mall, 11 to 1. And Ann, we just cannot wait to see you and so grateful that you're taking the time to do this and buy toys with your own money and bring them to us. It's wonderful.
Yeah, you do a wonderful job, and I'm always very happy to help out.
What makes you want to help out with the kids this year?
Well, you know what? I've been doing this for a really long time. My daughter and I did it every year. We just went and picked up a bunch of stuff for different kids, and we used to try to find the Toys for Tots boxes, or when I was working, the bank always had a place for us to bring them. So when you guys started doing the 10,000 Toys, we're like, hey, that's even better. We'll bring them to them.
Well, we can't wait to hug your face. Yeah. All right? We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Be like Ann. Come see us at the Burlington Mall from 11 to 1.
Yeah, Ann knows what's up.
We're so much better looking in person. Come find out for yourself.
All right, Seth from Boston. You're going to see Alana, my dog groomer?
I sure am. I'm so excited. I'm trying to wrangle my dog right now, who I'm out with on a walk with. But I'm so excited to take her in and see how she's going to look after.
So we spoke with Alana in the Good Vibe Tribe. She has her own business in Weymouth called Pearls Grooming. And when I had my dad's dog here, Smokey, she groomed her quite a lot. And the best part of it was the pictures that she takes afterwards. So will you send me the picture that she takes afterwards?
I absolutely will.
It's like a glamour shot for dogs.
She's overdue for her fresh cut. So.
Oh, well, I hope you enjoy it.
Did you say
thank you so much
that your dog's name was Aria?
Aria Stark.
Yeah, like a dog has no name.
Exactly. She's small but mighty.
That's amazing, Seth. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye bye.
Her caller is named Needle.
Oh, that's even
better.
That's
a deep cut for the Game
of
Thrones.
Wow, I'm here for you. Kara from Salem, New Hampshire. So are we going to be in the same place on Sunday?
We are, yes.
You're going to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Yes, yes. My wife and my son and I are going to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child on Sunday. We're super excited. And actually, this morning on the way to school, my son and I were talking about coming down to Burlington to see you tomorrow as well.
I could see you two times in one weekend?
A double shot of
two
Kennedy?
Two times in one weekend.
A double shot of Kara?
Yeah, double.
I'm the luckiest girl alive.
Double shot.
Well, I hope we get to see you.
We'll swing by the mall tomorrow with some toys, and then we'll see you at the show on Sunday.
Amazing. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Have a great one.
Bye. Daniel, I hear you are a a man of leisure this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do this weekend, Kennedy. So Kaylee is leaving. She's going to Mohegan Sun because her and a bunch of her friends are spending the night at Mohegan and going to see the Joe Bros.
That's right.
She's a diehard Joe Bros fan from her youth.
Right. Girls weekend.
So I got Friday night completely free.
What are you going to do?
That's probably nothing. I'm very lame.
Dude, it's the best thing ever. Doing nothing is underrated.
I'm probably going to watch cartoons in my sweatpants.
10 out of 10. No notes. How about Saturday?
So I'm free then, too.
What are you going to do?
Probably nothing.
Probably watch cartoons in your sweats?
Yep, there it is.
10 out of 10.
Riveting radio. My life should have a reality show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru? Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say what's up to Brian from Hollis, New Hampshire.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Brian is not alone. He's got a gang of kids in the car.
What? Everybody's bringing like 20 people to the game. Hey!
Brian, who's with you?
Hey, good morning, guys. We've got Colton, Adeline, and Grace.
Let's go!
They sound ready. You guys want to kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Let's do it. Ready, guys? All right, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
They left you hanging there a little bit, Brian. Five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win $1,000. This is the big money.
Yeah, let's do it, guys. Ready?
How much of that $1,000 are you going to break off to the kids if you win?
All of it. Let's be honest.
Kennedy's record on the big board, 6,367 wins, only 462 losses. Question number one. Billie Eilish posted suggestions for what Elon Musk can do with his money, like feeding the poor or rebuilding Gaza. Then she called him a whole bunch of words that I can't say on the radio. What was Billie Eilish's breakout hit in 2019 that is still her only number one song to date?
Oh, no. You guys know what that song is?
We need an answer.
No.
Bird of a Feather?
Sure, let's go with that.
All right, question number two. Chad Kroeger turns 51 this weekend. He's the lead singer of this band with hits like How You Remind Me and Photograph.
Filter?
One more time.
Filter?
All right, and question number three. Kim Kardashian is the richest member of the Kardashian-Jenner clan. Who is the second richest member of that family?
Kourtney Kardashian.
All right, and question number four. Justin Bieber performed his song Daisies on Twitch, where he has been live streaming daily with his fans. Who has the most subscribers on Twitch?
Which one?
What do you guys think?
This is a good time to have three kids in the car.
What do you guys think? Come on. We don't know.
Nothing? Okay. Morgan Freeman's lawyers have been stopping people from using AI to recreate his voice without his permission. He says, quote, "I don't appreciate it. If you're going to do it without me, you're robbing me." Name one of the two movies Morgan Freeman has played God.
Bruce Almighty.
All right, finally on the board. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Kennedy! How do you guys think your dad did?
Good. Yeah, I think.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Brian and the whole gang from Hollis, New Hampshire.
Give it to me.
They go 1 out of 5 correct.
Sooch!
Oh, no.
Little Friday Sooch. Are you ready, Kennedy?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Billie Eilish posted suggestions for what Elon Musk can do with his money, and then she called him a whole bunch of things I can't say. What was Billie's breakout hit in 2019 that's still her only number one song to date?
Bad Guy?
Duh. 1-0. Chad Kroeger turns 51 this weekend. He's the lead singer of this band with songs like How You Remind Me and Photograph.
Nickelback.
Yes, not Filter.
Oh, but they are so good.
2-0. Question number three. Kim Kardashian is the richest member of the Kardashian-Jenner clan. Who is the second richest member of the family?
Kylie.
That is correct. Them lip kits hit.
I mean.
3-0. Justin Bieber performed his song Daisies on Twitch. where he has been live streaming daily with his fans. Who has the most subscribers on Twitch?
Mr. Beast? Kai Cenat? Ho!
You were so close. L's in the chat, Kennedy.
No worries.
3-0. Question number 5. Morgan Freeman's lawyers have been stopping people from using AI to recreate his voice without his permission.
Mm.
He says, I don't appreciate it. If you're going to do it without me, then you're robbing me. Name one of the two movies Morgan Freeman has played God.
Bruce Almighty?
Or Evan Almighty.
Okay.
He should be God in every movie. 4-1. Kennedy gets the win. Brian, unfortunately, we cannot. You are not going to have to worry about splitting that $1,000 between the kids. But we do appreciate you playing.
We do.
Is there anything you want, guys?
Thank you so much.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
Are you ready, guys? I am Brian and the gang from Hollis, New Hampshire, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Barrett off to a lacrosse tournament this weekend, so they left early this morning, so Dan and I holding down the fort, and this is typically where we would do Kennedy's Impossible Parody, where you guys email Carson a topic, and then I have 10 minutes to write it and come back and sing it.
Real quick.
But I just had an idea yesterday, since we're kicking off our 10,000 toys toy drive this weekend at Burlington Mall from 11 to 1. Please come see us with a new toy. I wanted to do something really special, because I always do a couple of songs for the 10,000 toys.
Every year. It's a special thing, yeah.
But I just thought I wanted to do something a little different. So I was texting with Dan yesterday, and I'm like, hey, would you feel like writing some bars?
Yeah, she texted me like 1 p.m. yesterday afternoon. And I was like, well, I better figure out how to write 2 verses real quick for the show tomorrow.
And write 2 verses he did, friends. So I asked Dan if we could do Empire State of Mind, and he would do the Jay-Z part, and I would do the Alicia Keys part. So heavy lifting for him, not so much for me, except maybe those high notes. But I would love it to play it for you. So we don't even need to do the Kennedy's Impossible Parody Open.
Okay.
It's not even.
It's not a pet. Yeah.
It's really not. So
it's whatever this is.
It's whatever this is. So I hope that you enjoy it. The return of producer Dan and the rap in the lab.
I am not a professional like Kennedy.
I need you to ease up.
I'm not a professional like Kennedy is.
Yes, but I am a professional in the lab and I produce this thing. It's gorgeous.
You are my Rick Rubin.
Let's get it.
No, we ain't from New York. Boston's where our heads lie. Just want to stack up all these presents, get them head high. Cause no jolly red guy is coming to help us. It's mixed listeners together being selfless. Catch me out at Target, sucking up a full cart. Board games, teddy bears, and a full heart. That sounds like a good start. Let's make it a symphony. We know money's tight like Santa in that chimney. Town's getting tinselly. Maybe stop at 2 shops. Every kid should hear reindeers on their rooftop. And the bars are too hot. No time to cool off. Giving back get you higher than sleigh rides with Rudolph. So far, the donation button's been slow. 10,000 toys and we got a small window. Bringing joy, it's the reason for the season. Let's work together, give them something to believe in.
Bring us new toys. You know we can't do it without you. So won't you come through? We need 10,000 toys. Giving will make you feel brand new. These kids rely on you. So bring us your new toys. New toys.
Running circles through the store like a track meet. Legos in the front, some laboo-boos in the backseat. Helping kids the whole goal, do it with our whole soul. The North Shore all the way to the North Pole. We're good alone, but we're better together. Rain, hail, sleet, doesn't matter about the weather. Parents feel the pressure of toys underneath the tree. If money's low, then say hello to you and me. That's where we step in, raining Christmas blessings. Till every little boy and girl learns the lesson. No one is alone here, we are a community. And we can lift each other up so beautifully. Big hard energy, spread it all across town. Show the Grinches and the Scrooges who the boss now. Ain't no time for slacking, no, we're taking action. 10,000 toys is back, let's make
Bring
it happen.
Bring us new toys. You know we can't do it without you. So won't you come through? We need 10,000 toys. Giving will make you feel brand new. These kids rely on you. So bring us your new toys, new toys, new toys.
shore up to the North Pole. Excuse me. Excuse me.
You have the voice of an angel, oh. Kennedy.
Thank you for doing that. I know it's been a while. I know you were a little nervous about it, but my guy, you came in hard, and I just really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. That was very nice.
From the 978, you both slay.
Ah.
S-L-E-I-G. That's amazing. Thank you, Dan. You just made my whole day.
Of course. And if you enjoyed that, come visit us at the Burlington Mall tomorrow, 11 to 1.
Maybe Dan can make some bars then, too.
We'll perform it live just for you.
Down. Maybe. No.
No, probably not, but still come see us.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Carson is headed down with Barrett to a lacrosse tournament today. So you got me and you got Dan. Let's get into the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shop and get rewarded. Well, Cardi B and Stefan Diggs are now proud parents of a baby boy.
Good for them.
She said on social media, "My life has always been a combination of different chapters and different seasons. My last chapter was the beginning of a new season. Starting over is never easy, but it's been so worth it. I brought new music and a new album to a world, a new baby into my world, and one more reason to be the best version of me. One more reason to love me more than anything else or anyone else, so I can continue giving my babies the love and the life they deserve." It's my understanding that he was born earlier this week and that Stefan was there.
I was going to say, because he played last night when the news broke.
Yeah, I think that it happened a few days back.
And Stefan is just making it rain babies all around the country right
now. He surely is.
He's a busy man off the field.
But he's He has said very vocally that he was going to be a father to all of, like, you know what I mean? And I applaud that.
Well,
right?
That's our Taylor Swift at Foxborough, Kennedy.
That's
Cardi
it.
B.
That's it. That's it. I'm so excited to see a little baby in a Pats onesie. Come
sitting
on.
Next to Robert Kraft and some Air Force Ones.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Ariana Grande and the cast of Wicked for Good was at the Singapore premiere last night. And there's... If you watch it without knowing the context, it looks really scary. This guy, they're walking down the yellow carpet and
of course.
Signing autographs, waving hi. And this guy jumps the barrier, just comes running and grabs Ariana like she's not a human being, but a product to be handled. Like, and was like waving, like smiling hi.
To the cameras?
Yes. And Cynthia Erivo comes in. Not on my watch. Like, she protects Ariana. I mean, Ariana is so tiny. They both are. Just, like, protects her. They bring the guy down or whatever. And it turns out he's this man named Johnson Wen, who goes by the moniker Pajama Man on Instagram. He has done this. He has disrupted many events. Katy Perry, The Weeknd, the Paris Olympics. He's an idiot.
What a weird thing to want to be known for.
Yeah, touching a woman when she didn't say it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Pajama Man. Social media has fried our brains. That someone was like, this is the idea for me.
And that celebrities are not people, but things to be, yeah. I don't know what.
Did security suplex this dude off the top rope or what?
Yeah, there were three of them. Got him. But no, he was smiling the whole time.
But Pajama Man keeps doing it, so the charges must not be too bad.
I don't know.
Must be slapping him with a misdemeanor.
And I'm talking about him today, so someone's going to go search him today. So don't give him the clicks, kids. Don't give him the clicks. But she's fine. Okay.
Oh, I hit it right at the right time. Come on. Are you going to go see the new movie?
Hell yes.
Yeah, me too.
I can't wait.
The first one was great. Oh, I don't care what anybody says.
When they sing for good, I'm going to cry a river of tears, Daniel. And I'm all right with it. All right, speaking of music, I've got new music. It is Friday. Would you like to hear some?
Of course I would, Kennedy.
Okay, so the first full-length trailer for Wuthering Heights, the movie starring Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi, is out, and Charlie XCX has released her second original song for the film. This is called Chains of Love.
Why is it so processed?
No, I think it sounds kind of sexy.
Yeah, you like it?
I do. Mm. It reminds me of some of the music that was in that terrifyingly bad movie, Shades of Grey. But the soundtrack was so good.
I don't know a lot about Charlie XCX's music.
I love her.
I know she had a brat summer, but I never listened to it. And I know Taylor Swift just dissed her. That's all
well,
I know.
And how dare she? But why didn't you have a brat summer?
You know, Kennedy, I was busy that summer having a white boy summer.
Huh.
With Chet Hanks.
Well, you can try again.
Okay, maybe next year.
All right, and we have new Miley Cyrus, Dream is One. This is from the movie Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Every time I pray, it's a song to keep this love alive. I know when we dream as one. I know when we dream as one.
Movie's going to make $8 billion. And I'm not going to know a single person who saw it in real life.
That's what I got, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Just find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hi to Jacob from Georgetown.
Hey, Jacob.
Good morning, Kennedy.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
Love to hear it.
He is at the preschool drop-off line with his son, Crew.
It's a good spot to be in.
All right, Jacob, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You don't get more right. You get more right than Kennedy. You win $100. Her record on the big board, 6,367 wins, only 462 losses. She's pretty good. Are you ready, Jacob?
463 today, hopefully.
Oh, I like the confidence. Manifest destiny. Crew likes your confidence as well.
He's very excited. We listen to you guys every morning before drop-off.
Oh, that means a lot to us. We appreciate that. Are you ready to play?
Very ready.
Cardi B just gave birth to a baby boy. This is her fourth child and her first with her current boyfriend. Who is he?
Stefan Diggs.
The remake of The Running Man hits theaters this weekend. The film is based on a story by which author?
I'm going to assume Stephen King. I don't know.
It's always a good guess when a movie is made to assume Stephen King wrote it first. Beyonce has the highest grossing tour of 2025. What rock band that played Gillette with her Music of the Spheres tour is number two on this list?
Oh, man. I wish I was a bigger fan of Beyonce right now. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
All right, question number four. Folks have always claimed Ed Sheeran looks a lot like Ron Weasley from the Harry Potter films. What actor played Ron Weasley?
Rupert Grint.
Look at you.
Oh, my God.
Must be a Potterhead.
I don't know.
And question...
No, my sister. Not me so much.
Well, that was a good pull. Question number five. Cynthia Erivo intervened when a fan rushed Ariana Grande and grabbed her at the Singamore premiere of the new Wicked movie. What is the sequel for Wicked called?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You dropped your toy, buddy? I don't have an answer for that either. I'm sorry. No,
okay.
I can't believe that.
You apologize for nothing, Jacob. It's all right. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
What kind of toy did Crew just drop?
He has a little screwdriver, a little toy cap gun, all sorts of stuff that he's dropping. You know, doing what three-year-olds do, dropping toys in the back of the car that I'll be picking up later. Just for him to drop them again.
We're just talking about dad life, Kennedy.
Why not?
Welcome back.
Hi.
Jacob from Georgetown, who was a little distracted during the game.
Oh, bless.
Still managed to get 3 out of 5.
Oh, well done.
Oh, nice.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cardi B just gave birth to a baby boy. This is her fourth child and her first with her current boyfriend. Who's he?
Stefan Diggs.
That is correct. Stefan Diggs. 9-2, several new babies.
What a time to be alive.
Stefan's got a lot going on. 1-1. The remake of The Running Man hits theaters this weekend, Kennedy.
Yep.
The film was based on a story by which author?
Stephen King.
It's always Stephen King.
It's just such a different story than the movie, but anyway, I digress.
2-2. Beyonce has the highest grossing concert of 2025, or the highest grossing tour, excuse me. But this rock band that played Gillette Stadium this summer with their Music of the Spheres tour came in second for highest grossing last year. Who are they?
Coldplay.
That is correct. Coldplay.
Oh, I love Coldplay. Dang it.
The whole viral scandal of it all.
Yeah, right? What a time.
3-2.
Oh, like that's right. Oh, no. That's right. The CEO and the... I'm a dope.
No, you are not. We don't do negative self-talk here, Jacob.
Oh, thank you. You're
right. Welcome.
3-2. Question number four. Folks have always claimed Ed Sheeran looks a lot like Ron Weasley from the Harry Potter movies. What actor played Ron Weasley?
Rupert Grint.
That is correct. What's he doing these days? Just cashing checks?
Nothing.
Just some
a lot of nothing
here and there, yeah?
4-3 for question number five. Cynthia Erivo intervened when a fan rushed Ariana Grande and grabbed her at the Singamore premiere of the new Wicked movie.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Wicked sequel called?
Wicked for Good.
Wicked Good.
Woohoo!
5-3. Kennedy gets the win. Jacob, I am sorry we cannot give you $100 of Sal's money, but we do appreciate
That's
you and crew
fine,
hanging
my,
out and listening to us before you go into preschool.
Yeah, well, my family's blown up the group chat saying, how did you not get Wicked for Good?
Be nice. It's hard when you're on
That's
the air.
Fine. That's fine.
I know. It's always easier when you're not the one in the spotlight.
Light up, chat. Did I say that right?
You know, I do much better when I don't call in.
Jacob, what do you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
We are Jacob and Crew from Georgetown, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
I feel bad hitting the loser horn on Crew.
It's all right.
Got to do it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Fall in love with the 2025 Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what I would do if I were you. Kennedy, say hi to Jenny from Salem.
Hi, Jenny.
Good morning.
And Jenny is in the car with Anthony, and they are on their way to Children's Hospital.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Can you guys please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Morning.
Yeah, that's a whole man.
Whole man.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win $1,000. That would be a great way to skip into your weekend. $1,000 in your pocket.
Yes, it would.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. What Boston neighborhood are the famous Wahlberg family originally from?
Dorchester.
The dot. Danielle Fishel was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars. She is best known for playing the female love interest on the TV show Boy Meets World. What is that character's name?
Lori?
Question number three. In a new lawsuit, Kim Kardashian's former partner alleges that he and Kim came up with the idea to market their adult movie together, and Kim insisted that her mother, Kris, be put in charge of it. Who was in that famous tape with Kim that is now suing her?
Ray J.
And question number four. What famous actor was Al Gore's roommate at Harvard? Was it either Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee Jones, or Jack Nicholson?
Tommy Lee Jones.
All right, and question number five. 174 years ago this week, a little book Herman Melville wrote called Moby Dick was first published in the United States. What is the name of the captain that is obsessed with hunting the white whale in Moby Dick?
Captain Ahab. Yeah, Ahab.
Right? You sound unsure. You want to lock that in?
Yeah.
I think you should. That's smart. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
So, yeah, we love Boston Children's Hospital around here. They've done a lot of good work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, big shout-out to their endocrinology department.
Shout-out.
Welcome
How'd
back.
We do? Yes. Hi. Sorry.
Jenny and Anthony, they got 4 out of 5
correct. Uh-oh.
Woo!
Woo, indeed. Are you ready?
Yeah. Didn't the last time I lose, it was a kid going to Boston Children's Hospital?
You did lose $1,000 to a kid going to Boston Children's Hospital.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's get it.
I'm saying history has a funny way of repeating
it does
itself.
Indeed.
What Boston neighborhood are the famous Wahlberg family originally from, Kennedy?
Dorchester.
That is correct. 1-1. Danielle Fishel was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars. She is best known for playing this female love interest on the TV show Boy Meets World. Who is she?
Topanga?
Topanga is correct. 2-1. In a new lawsuit, Kim Kardashian's former partner alleges that he and Kim came up with the idea to market their adult movie together, and Kim insisted that her mother, Kris, be put in charge of it. It seemed to work out for the whole family. Who is in that famous tape with Kim that is now suing her?
I don't remember his name. Ray J?
No, acting like you don't remember.
No, honestly. I thought he had a real last name. Like, not a Ray J. Like, I thought... Anyway.
3-2. It's Brandy's brother.
Yeah, I just... Ray J. No, yeah. I didn't. Anyway.
Yeah. 3-2.
Help.
What famous actor was Al Gore's roommate at Harvard?
Tommy Lee Jones.
All right, I was going to give you multiple choice, but if you want flex, that's cool.
Oh.
4-3. Question number 5.
Sorry.
174 years ago this week, a little book Herman Melville wrote called Moby Dick was first published.
Oh, right.
What is the name of the captain that is obsessed with hunting the white whale?
Ahab.
Captain Ahab. That is correct. 5-4. History does not repeat itself today, Jenny and Anthony. I'm sorry. We could not give you $1,000. Kennedy wants to be stingy going into the weekend.
Come on now. That's not fair.
Well, we hope you guys have a wonderful visit at Children's today.
We do.
And is there anything you want to say before we get out of here?
We're Jenny.
I'm Anthony.
We're from Salem, New Hampshire. We can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.